I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the Savannah Bananas will peel back the layers. You knew I was going to slip that in. But enough of baseball team bananas. Onto Only a Game's top banana, Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. So as questions of abuse cling to the Ohio State wrestling team, now the football team is experiencing its own upheaval. So Zach Smith, a longtime assistant to head coach Urban Meyer, was fired after his history of alleged domestic abuse became public. But then Smith's former wife, Courtney, alleged that the entire coaching staff, including Meyer, knew about this. Charlie, what do you think of the suspension of Urban Meyer?
Well, I think given what we know, that it's perfectly appropriate. He signed a contract extension in April that requires him to report anything like this on his staff. I would think human decency would require him to report anything like this going on his staff. And I think he's in big trouble because I think this woman is not going to go away, and she's enormously credible.
All right, well, let's stick in the Big Ten. A less serious story, a prominent coach, Jim Harbaugh, who is the third highest paid man in the NCAA. Urban Meyer is the fourth, by the way. He has some dietary advice. What is Jim Harbaugh recommending?
Not a big chicken fan.
No.
His problem with eating chicken is that he thinks it's a nervous bird. Well, you know, they're going to cut this thing's head off. Of course it's freaking nervous.
That's right.
But apparently he thinks that white meat has somehow affected the human population. This is, of course, madness, and I really think Coach Harbaugh should see somebody about this opinion. Wade Boggs used to eat chicken before every game. Now, it's very hard for me to see that that weakened him in any way. The guy's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay, so Art Briles is a former Baylor coach. He was fired after the program mishandled sexual assaults committed by players. Now Briles is the head coach in that football hotbed of
Firenze. Yeah, an American football team in Florence. Guelfi Firenze has hired Briles to be its football coach, but he's very excited to coach football even in Firenze. And let's face facts, would you rather live in Florence or in Waco?
Yeah.
Because that's where he lived before. All things considered, I'd rather coach in Florence where they don't expect you to do anything except be on the sideline.
Okay. It is reported that Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson will go head-to-head in a $10 million winner-take-all match over Thanksgiving. Now, somewhere are Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson saying, you know, we are better than these two guys?
Obviously, it's a TV show.
Uh-huh.
And it's Thanksgiving weekend, which is one of the major sports weekends of the year. And here we have two guys who don't need the $10 million. Well, I don't know about Tiger, maybe. Tiger needs the $10 million. But, you know, they're going to play for a big payoff. And the temptation, I'm sure, to string this thing out for drama's sake will be overwhelming. I don't know. I mean, you know, if you want to watch it, watch it. I will not be watching it. I will be watching some football somewhere.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, never loath to follow the lead of the NBA, has imitated the NBA yet again. What is he copying?
He wants a cut of the legalized gambling, now that we have legalized sports betting across this great nation of ours. He is applying the fundamental adage of all commissioners, me some too, yes. And, you know, we knew this was coming, by the way. They fought it tooth and nail for 70 years, and as soon as it became legal, they want a piece of it.
So Colin Kaepernick, late of the San Francisco 49ers and the NFL, has been left out again. This time his name was censored from a song on the new Madden NFL 19 soundtrack. Is this more evidence for his collusion lawsuit against the NFL?
Well, Electronic Arts thinks it is because they apologized almost immediately and said it was an unfortunate mistake. His name was left out of a song called Big Bank by YG, but apparently it has a lot of names of football players in it. And Kaepernick's name was conspicuously left out of the recording they use in the game. And somebody caught it.
All right, last on our list, but also last in the National Football League for the last couple of seasons, the Cleveland Browns. They have a new slogan. It might seem like a misspelling. Blanketing the stadium are signs, "Welcome to the Hardland of America," but that's Hardland, H-A-R-D-L-A-N-D, and the team is wearing shirts that say hard, and they're saying that acronym stands for Hungry, Accountable, Restless, and Determined. Have the Browns fumbled this one too?
They're the Browns, Mike. You know, this is one of the browniest Browns thing they ever did.
Browning at Max Brown.
We have reached peak Browns, I think, with this slogan. Because, number one, they're going to stink again this year. Mm. They're going to be god-awful. And number two, nobody can make sense out of this.
Yeah, I was thinking of hard, and I came up with a couple of other ones for the Browns. Hardly a respectable defense. How about reaching decency? And hoping ain't really doing.
How about diehard?
Credit to the Browns fans, though. They have parades around their stadium for an 0-16 season.
Yes, but that was embarrassing, too.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he has been joining us on Only a Game each week for 25 years. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Mike.